You may have noticed, though, that without that last practice, not every line was crisp, not every person was in place all the time, not everything went exactly the way that Miss Ann had planned it, and she didn't mind a bit, and neither did you, and neither did I, and neither did God. And that's the point of Christmas. That God enters in to our situation where we are. Yeah, practices do get snowed out. Lines do get muffed. Sometimes human living doesn't exactly work the way we planned it. Sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we think it's all going to hell in a handbasket. But God understands. Just as much as you loved it, what they were doing up here, God loves what we are doing down here. God loves it enough to speak God's own word, to give God's own Son, to be a part of it. Don't be afraid of your limitations. Don't be afraid of your sins. Don't be afraid of the confusion and the messiness and the sometimes it doesn't seem to quite work at all character of the world. God is so much farther above us than we are above the littlest of these little ones. That God has the understanding for us that you have for them. Their innocence, their love, their enthusiasm, their joy fills your heart. Our trying and succeeding and failing and trying again and failing again and succeeding again, our stumbling and bumbling, our confusion and messiness, God loves it just as much as you love these kids putting on the pageant without the proper rehearsal. God loves you, who you are, where you are. God loves us in all our humanness, in all our messiness. And God has proven that by the gift of God's Son, by speaking God's Word into our world. God has accepted all that we have, all that we do, all that we are. Think about this and your reaction to it, and understand that God is at least as good a parent as you are, as you smiled and laughed and wondered at what the kids were doing for us, even without a proper rehearsal. God smiles and laughs and wonders at what you are doing in the making of God's kingdom. And that truly is the message of Christmas. It's not so much about the baby. There is no more baby Jesus. He grew up. This is his birthday. We celebrate the fact that he was born, but he isn't a baby anymore. It's not about that. It's about the fact that when he was born, life changed. The world changed. Because we have a definitive sign from God that God knows us and loves us and accepts us and becomes one in our midst, one with who we are in the fullness of our humanity, and thereby offers to us the chance that we can share in the fullness of Jesus' divinity. Sisters and brothers, Merry Christmas.